Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the brothers and sisters out there. How are we doing this early morning, this early Tuesday morning? Ladies and gents, I hope all is well with you. It is April 23rd, 2024. Thank you for being here. This segment is going to be a interesting one, a brief one, but very interesting. My name is Crawford Murray. I'm your podcast speaker and host. And listen, I tell you, folks, the last time I was here, I was mentioning that the podcast is changing over. And it's changing. I think Anchor, the platform Anchor, is leaving. It's Spotify now. So the Anchor, I don't know if it's this particular address is going to be good after June sometime. But anyway, I'm in the process of converting over to River podcast platform under Spotify. Don't worry, I'll have everything figured out in a little bit. I'm also creating other social media platforms dedicated to my podcasting and motivation segments and so on. So I'll be having that for you in a couple days as well. So that's the process. I'm really trying to get all the proper software information and experience, technical experience and skills to transition over to video as well as audio and other social media platforms. So you all just bear with me and I'll have everything in order. I got so much to tell you all. I'm in the process of learning coding and, of course, digital marketing. And I'm really putting together some experiences that can elevate myself and what I'm trying to do. And that way I can bring it to you all. I'm also going to take classes on LinkedIn and Coursera and Udemy and so on. So I'm looking really to enhance my technical skills and so on. It is good to you know, familiarize yourself with things around you. I know a lot of us want to stay old school, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can definitely apply a lot of old school to your way of life. Trust me, old school is still there. But keep in mind that the new ways can really enhance your experience and how you handle promoting old school methods and so on. And if you can find a way to combine them both, that's even better. I know a lot of people focus on the new technology and they forget old school. And then, man, when things come crumbling down, they just fall apart. It's the same thing with old school methods, that if you stay old school and don't learn anything new, then you tend to get left behind. So that is just something to just keep in mind. But this segment is just to bring awareness to the fact that there are a lot of things out there. Folks, there's so much information. There's so much going on the news and social media. There's so many colleges and university now and trade schools. There's so much programs. There's a lot. Even when it comes to churches, there's so many religions, so many churches out there, so many opinions on how to build your relationship with God. There's so many. It's just a lot, right? And you get and you get caught up in that. You get caught up in that until you lose focus of who you are and what you are trying to accomplish. And then we fall into the trap of what man says. And what I mean by that is that who made up these roads, these laws of success, of happiness? You know, who said that you have to work 8 to 10 hours a day, 40, 50 hours a week. Who said that you have to go to school for, you know, 12 years, 14 years, 15 years, whatever it is, to get all these degrees? I'm not knocking at folks, please. I'm not knocking at. I'm not knocking against working. If that's your thing, you're happy, you enjoy what you do, it's giving you a lifestyle, that's fine. Same as education. But who said that, right? And there are people out there that's struggling, trying to live a life according to these rules, right? And you know, I read the Bible, and I you know, these rules, let me tell you something. Following this rule that man made, and if it's not you know, corresponding with the Bible said, it causes problems. Now, I don't want to go all into it now, because it's going to take, you know, for me to do a little research so that way I can bring it to you all in a better format. But let me just say this. What man says and what God says are so different, right? Man wants to take credibility, God way, and I've said this many times, seems so far-fetched, right, that there's no way in the world that it will take place. So we tend to focus on, a lot of us, not all of us, excuse me, not all of us, but a lot of us tend to take a man's perspective, way of success, because it seems more doable. But this is why God says in Hebrews 11:1, folks, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't work or we shouldn't educate ourselves and everything, of course, but you have to be able to take God with you. Okay. And if you're ever in a situation where you can't take God with you, because, you know, Proverbs 3, acknowledge him in all that you do and he'll direct your path. You know, he'll make your path straight. Right. So it's good to acknowledge God in all that you do. And let's not forget about Psalms 1. Whatsoever a man doeth, he shall prosper. Right. Let's not forget about John 14. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. So there's other promises in there where God wants you to rely on him. And we tend to forget that, folks. Especially me. I definitely forget those scriptures from time to time. And I'll never forget a friend of mine, named Michael, gentleman that I've known in Key West, and it's been some years since I've seen him. But I tell you, one day I asked Michael, how was it that he was succeeding in life? You know, him and I, we were in a situation in county. Okay, I'll just leave it as that. Then we were incarcerated together, folks, and you know, I known him inside there, man. And this brother, man, when he spoke the word of God, it just, it really gave you comfort, right? And you know, I remember him getting out. Sometime later, I got out, I believe. I think he got out before I did. I just don't remember. But I do remember that whoever got out first, it wasn't too long after before the other one got out, okay? And I just remember him one day driving an Escalade. And he saw me walking and everything. I think he got out before me. No, I'm sorry. I think he got out before me, folks, because he seen me walking and stuff. And I was just lost within myself. And this is down in the Florida Keys. And Michael picked me up, and you know, we went out to eat and stuff, introduced me to his lady, and man, I was down and out. And we driving, and I just looked at him. And I talk about this particular day sometime before in a few segments, but I'm just refreshing this. And I just said, Michael, how did you do it? And folks, this is important what I'm about to tell you. I asked him, how did he do it? And he said, how did I do what, Murray? And I said, man, how you get the apartment? You got yourself a nice lady. You got the Escalade, man. He looked out for me, got me on my feet, took me shopping to get some food, some clothes and everything. And he said to me, Murray, your problem is you don't believe. He said, you trust man more than you trust God. And to this day, I don't know what scripture he told me, reach in the back seat and reach back there and grab out he had two Bibles. He had the old one and he had a newer one. He gave me the newer version and he grabbed the older Bible. And he told me to go to the scriptures. And at that time, I was just still looking at the materialistic of it. That I honestly don't remember the scriptures. Right? Now, there's tons of scriptures in here that offer God's promises. And like I gave you one, Psalms 1. And to this day, it could have been Psalms 1. Right, folks? It could have been, hold on, let me go to Psalms 1. Let me listen to you. It could have. He said, Murray, go grab the Bible. So I grabbed the Bible. And let's read Psalms 1 for just a brief second. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. And then it reads, whatever he does, he prospers. In my version, in your version, it may read, whatsoever he does, he doeth, he prosper. But nevertheless, that's what it says. Maybe Michael told me to go to Proverbs 3, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Maybe it was that, right? Maybe these are just some of the promises, right? Maybe it could have been Matthew's, where it says, hold on here. Let me read it for you. Okay. It says Matthew's 6. Let's go to Matthew 6. And this is 25. Sorry about that, brothers and sisters. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or your body, what you will wear. Is not your life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Right? And then it reads, so don't worry, saying, well, this is, I skipped a little bit. This is, so don't worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Or in the version, some of your versions may say, it may say, be given to you. My point is, God has given us scriptures after scriptures after scriptures. Of course, let's go with, let's go with Brother John here. And again, John 14, 14. I want to read it to you. And I will do whatsoever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. All right? That's John 14, 14, folks. And then last but not least, well, there's so many of them. We got John 16, 25. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Listen. The bottom line, what I'm trying to say, folks, is that we have to somehow remind ourselves to stay focused on God's word. What? We have to stay focused on God's word because it is something that is important for us to hold on to. Ecclesiastes 4:12, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Which means that when you have somebody else with you, Christ, right? And a community, those that are on the same page that you are. That's why it's important to come from among those who not on the same vibe that you are. Because you need to be able to focus. You need to be able to hold on to God's word, to trust, to believe and pursue your goals, right? That's what you have to do, folks. So you gotta, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but you gotta be able to step back and say, Lord, touch my mind, touch my creativity, right? Help me to focus. And then you have to practice, right? Yeah, definitely pray to God, but you have to practice, you know, train yourself more and more to be focused on God's word, to focus on your goals, your happiness. This is not going to be an easy thing, but it's not impossible. Okay? So once you get this understanding, folks, you know, we're not getting, you know, I always remind us, we're not getting any younger. Well, you gotta put your best foot forward, and you gotta calm your mind, and you gotta trust in God. Sometimes you have to close your eyes. Another thing is sometimes you have to close your eyes. You have to be able to just trust in God. I know I looked at quite a few people talk. I remember I was looking at Arnold Schwarzenegger one day. And he was saying that he saw the vision and he pursued it with a great passion. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Even one of my favorite athletes, the late Kobe Bean Bryant, said how he, you know, made a contract with himself to push himself and whatnot. And everybody have their methods of motivation and what works for them. Unfortunately for me, those methods just didn't work for me. No matter how hard I pushed myself, no matter how hard I tried to do something, I can never give myself the full credit. Now, I'm speaking of me, folks. A lot of you all have, and listen, that's not such a bad thing that Schwarzenegger, Bryant, and a lot of you, as well as other entertainers and business-minded people and pastors and so on that have that gift, to that blessing to get up, go out, push themselves, and then, you know, hey, I worked hard. I did this. I don't have that ability. I tried it. I don't have it. The ability, what I need, what works for me, I have to acknowledge God. I have to tell him, Lord, I can't do this without you, right? That's where my motivation comes from. Now, I'm not saying that they don't do that. I'm not saying that, folks. But what I'm saying is for me, I had to admit that I'm just not that good without Christ. And sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I get out there and I think that, you know, I can get out there and I can do things without Christ, without acknowledging him, without praying, without reading the word. I get caught up with a lot of things out there in social media. Okay. I get caught up with people saying to do it this way, do it that way. And Michael ministered to me that day and said, that's my problem. That was the truth. I still get out there. I still get up in the early in the morning. I still try to create new methods. I work, pulling out of one industry, going into another industry, and I'm telling myself I'm going to learn digital marketing. I'm going to learn technologies with investments and build the portfolios and become a better entrepreneur to really learn new ways to conduct business and so on, right? Getting to B2B, business to business and so on. The fact of the matter is that unless I have Christ on my side, I won't be able to do it. Unless I pray to him and read scriptures and then connect with other brothers and sisters, I won't be able to do that. That's just me. And I've come to understand, accept, and I prefer it that way for me. I went out, I purchased some books. I even got a new library card and I'm grabbing the books from the library, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with gaining knowledge. There's nothing wrong with that. But God has to be in the mix of that. And I need to know, trust in the fact that once I acknowledge him, I can go out and buy a book on coding, buy a book on marketing, buy a book on investing. And God's word, the Bible says, if I acknowledge him in all that I do, he directs my path. And that's my point of view. That's my foundation, to acknowledge God in all that I do. And yes, that's something I have to practice every day, in all that I do, not just pick what's what, even if it's something, you know, listen, you know, we all have our opinions on, you know, what we can and can't do, what's right, what's wrong, and so on. Just acknowledge him in all that I do. And I have to trust the fact that he's going to fix everything. Okay? He's going to handle everything. We always going to have trouble. We always going to have trouble. That's another thing that I had to come to grips with. Christ tells us that while he going to be with us, right? We will always have trouble. That's why, you know, he's come here in the world. He's come to overcome the world. John 16:33. Although we're going to have trouble in the world, Christ has come to overcome the world. So we always going to have trouble. This is just a part of life. And I myself has questioned God on that. Why, if you know, you come here, why are we still having trouble? And the only thing which God weighs are higher than our ways, but the only thing I can come up with, folks, is that this is free will. God gave us all free will. If we didn't have free will, I'm pretty sure that things would be different for us. And me personally, I like the idea of having free will. So, but I don't want to, I just want to make sure that I do what I can. Right? I just want to make sure that I put my best foot forward every morning and just be me. So, you know, we gotta get back to being ourselves and, you know, restart. A lot of us might need a restart, a reset. And that's all right. You know, you got to get rid of all this clutter that has been cluttering our minds, our spirit, our, you know, mental state, our faith and our heart. You know, we gotta get rid of all that gunk and really get back to the basics, right? That way we can improve ourselves. If that makes sense, folks. Well, gotta get up. I gotta get start my day. I'm gonna go do a little exercise, and I just thank God that I had the opportunity to come to you all, come to my podcast. I really love my podcast, you know, and I love you all, my few listeners, and I just appreciate you all so much. And, you know, may God bless you all. Folks, God is real. And we just can't lose focus of that, okay? We can't lose focus. I'm going to pray for us. Okay? And we're going to be all right. You know, and it's okay not to feel chipper and dandy every day. It's okay. All right. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come here to this podcast once again, Lord. A lot of us have accumulated so much information that it throws us off. Help us, Lord. Remind us, Father, that is your word. That is all we need. And if we can find a way to build our faith, to stand on faith, to stand on your promise, things will work out the better for us. We may not even understand it all the time. But the most important time, the most important thing is to trust in you. And as Brother Job said, even if you slay us, Lord, even if we don't get the things that we thought we wanted or that we wanted so bad, we will receive the best. And yet will we trust in you. In Jesus' name, Father, be with every listening ear. Stretch forth your hand and cover everyone that's listening to this podcast and to all our brothers and sisters in Christ over the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, you all have a good day. And my social media links will be with you very, very soon. I'm going to put them all in order, get them all down, which ones I'm going to be using. And my next cast, Lord willing, I'll have them posted. And you all pray for me. Let us pray for each other. All right. I definitely can use the prayer as well. You all take care. Have a good one.